It's like LT. I'm at a loss of words right now.
Brandon Marshall may have said it all, a loss for words, and the output the Broncos offense has produced in the red zone. And for the Broncos to have success this season, it needs to start turning threes into sevens.
We've got to, obviously, we want to score more than we have in the red zone. And we had an opportunity to have a number of big plays, and we're just a hair away. But, you know, you play the game offensively like we did against Indy. Good things are going to happen over the season.
The Broncos ranked 13th in the league in red zone offense, right at 50%, 14 tries, 7 touchdowns. But their failed efforts have proven costly. Against the Colts, the Broncos had 3 chances in the first half and came away with 2 field goals.
It's one of those things where, again, you know, when you're playing against the Colts, you can't afford to make any mistakes. And when you get the opportunity to punch it in to score touchdowns instead of field goals, you got to take advantage of it. And we didn't do that, and it came back to haunt us in the second half.
It is an issue. You know, we know we have no problem getting to the red zone, but we can't settle for 3 when we get there. You know, it's something we have to work harder on in practice and get better at.
By the time you get down there, you got 1 play, 2 play, try to make something happen. And, you know, you at the same time, you always want to reserve the right to kick. So when you play calling and you're down there in the red zone, I mean, you know, you honestly, you get limited in some of the things you can do. But, you know, I mean, we're a great team, great coaches. I mean, it's a lot of things that they can do that I see that they are doing that's going to provide us to get in the right situation to make plays in.
On paper, the Broncos offense ranks 6th in the league. They had the league's leading rusher in Travis Henry. And players believe it is just a matter of time before an offensive explosion.
Whenever you have a team like us, a talented team, you want to be able to be hitting on all cylinders. But the good thing about this is it's still early in the season. We have 12 games left, and you know, you want to peak at the right time. It's just like when you're training for the combine and you're running at 40 time. You know, you just don't want to start off running fast. You want to be running fast at the right time so you can run at good time. So that's what we're doing. We're running a 40 right now, and we're going to peak at the right time. And when that peak comes, it's going to be an explosion.
Yeah, you know, we're real close. You know, came in, watched film. You know, it's just it might be 1 or 2 play, you know, 1 or 2, you know, people, you know, that have to make their blocking. You know, we're scoring, you know, touchdowns or whatever. So, you know, like I said, we got to work harder in practice. And when we work harder in practice, it'll turn over to the game.
And if it ain't this week, I'm going to be like LT. I'm a loss for words.
The Broncos will keep saying that until their high offensive production turns into more points. Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.